Good morning. Welcome to Mornings with Jesus. I'm Mary Jo Mast, and I'm your host today. It's great to be with you again. I want to leave encouragement with you as a fellow mom. Remember where your strength comes from as you parent today and as you navigate the days, weeks, and months ahead. Remember that your empowerment comes from the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. You really are not alone in your parenting. As you stay aware of the Holy Spirit, He leads and directs your day. Lean in and listen. Be still and wait on His whisper. Commune with the Holy Spirit and ask questions when you don't know what to do. Slow down to hear Him speak. He is ever present and loves to fellowship with you moment by moment. He gives wisdom. So today, try something different. When your child misbehaves or acts out, hold them close. Tell them that you love them and it's okay. As moms, we already know when we sin. We don't need to be reminded. Father is so gentle with us, and it's His kindness that leads us to changing our mind. Our children are the same. When we hold them instead of pushing them away, when they're naughty, it changes their attitude and gives them a fresh start. As Jesus forgives us, so we should also forgive. Here are 6 powerful biblical actions that you can practice throughout your day as you parent. I think they will help you as they have helped me. God's ways are truly genius. Here is the first powerful tip I have for you. Relax. Make an allowance for your kids' faults because you love them. Ephesians 4 verses 1 and 2 say, "With all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." Your children are going to mess up, but it's okay. Jesus already knows, and that's why He came. Lead them to Jesus, the one who gives them the power to overcome sin. The second tip I have is to practice humility. Don't parent out of pride. If your child misbehaves in public or acts up around your friends' kids, just smile and tell them, "I'm so sorry. We are trying to work on this right now." Admit it when your kids are wrong, but don't shame them. Tip number 3 is be gentle. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Try not to raise your voice, and instead, try to speak gently. This totally works. Tip number 4 is be patient. James 1:19 says, "You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." My advice to you today is to hear with your heart, not your head, and filter, filter, filter with love. Tip number 5, be led by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:18 says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Wow, think about this. In the middle of the conflict in your home, pause for a while and ask God what He thinks. Carefully listen and then obey what He says. The Spirit gives life, but the law strengthens sin. And if you don't know what to do, just don't do anything until you know. And my last practical tip for today is choose to live in peace. Ephesians 4 verse 3 says, "Being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." So don't be worried, Mama, or troubled. Instead, trust God with your kids. Let the shalom of God reign in your heart. I will end today with the prayer found in Ephesians 3, verses 13 through 21. I pray it ministers to you, as it does to me. Close your eyes, if you can, wherever you are, as I read. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church, and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen.